Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we're on this topic right now. I think I'm renaming this part of the Dipper the Stealth Trans Agenda. Drives me crazy. The very idea that lifestyle choices like this, which are known to be controversial, are in front of kids, and they could care less about whether the kids are uncomfortable. It's about how they feel, the adult. How's the adult in the room feel? That's what's important. No, not really. Well, I spent the last half hour giving you my thoughts on it, but there's one individual who has pretty much busted this story wide open. He's having what I would have to call a viral moment right now. We just now have responses out from Senator Tommy Tuberville, Congressman Dale Strong, Libs of TikTok, Moms for Liberty is working the issue. And I just got a call a moment ago. So at 4 o'clock today, you can add to the list of things for today. State Representative Mac Butler has already amended pending legislation to include the Space Academy. So that's going to be interesting. In the meantime, what I want to do is bring on the guy who created the viral moment. He's just a dad, just a dude, North Alabama dad who decided to check into things and was shocked by what he found. Clay Yarbrough's on the line. Clay, how are you doing?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Well, listen, I'm going to first of all thank you. I tell my audience all the time that what it really takes to make change is just one or two moms or dads getting mad about something and speaking up, and there you are.
Yeah, man, I don't take too much credit. I was just trying to keep the kids, you know, my daughter safe and other kids safe. And this guy obviously has deep running issues.
Well, he does. I mean, I can't talk about what he said on his social media, but I can tell folks that I read it. You also referenced it in one of your posts. He didn't just say I'm gay. He went into all kinds of vile things. And I'll tell you one thing that did shock me was he had his rainbow flag symbol with a satanic Baphomet symbol embedded in it, which I thought was kind of interesting. But let me ask you, so you've already spent time, first of all, how did you get on this? I mean, was it your daughter? And we're not talking about your daughter's age or I mean, what her name is, but
yeah.
You have a young daughter who's about to go to space camp. So you just check things out or what?
Yeah. A friend of mine actually called me, and I was actually at a Wild Turkey Federation banquet Thursday night, and he called me and just more or less told me that, you know, that they had a trans man in the girls' dorms, and I'm just the type of guy that, you know, I don't take anything to heart till I can actually vet it myself and check it out, and I said, well, you know, I can't, that's hard to believe at space camp. And I said, but I'm going to find out, you know, in the morning, first thing I'll check it out. And, you know, that was kind of the end of it. So about 9 o'clock Friday morning, I started putting in calls, and it took a while to get a call back. I'd say 3 to 4 hours. And, the director, that's what she introduced herself as, the director of space camp, gave me a call. And her name was Robin Soprano.
Yeah. Well, did she? She kind of gave you the runaround. I read a little bit of your recitation of the conversation. You would ask, "Is this individual?" It's the one that goes by a guy that goes by the name of Molly Bowman. Is this individual have access to the girls' dorms and the girls' changing rooms and that kind of thing? And you kept getting kind of the "Well, I can neither confirm nor deny" kind of answer, didn't you?
Yeah, and what she would tell me that only females are allowed on female floors, only males are allowed on male floors.
Yeah.
What she tried to dodge was the fact that if you consider yourself a male, then you're a male. If you consider yourself a female, then you're a female.
Yeah.
And you're not a trans, you're a female or a male who in whatever you describe yourself as.
Well, anywhere in those conversations, did they say that they do background checks on the people that work directly with kids?
Well, man, I didn't ask. I asked what type of vetting they do, and she said, I can assure you that your kid's best interest is at heart, and we do everything we can to keep your kids safe.
Well, if they'd seen the guy's social media, they might think differently. Or then again, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, this particular individual is probably getting a lot of attention that he didn't expect. But you know what? That's what you get when you post your lifestyle in a public space and then talk about hanging out in front of kids. But I understand that it's not like there's just one individual in the trainers group over there, the counselors, that leads this alternative lifestyle openly over there. Am I correct?
Yeah, and that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it's about 90%.
Oh.
I guess you could call them liberal.
Well, and, yeah. There's liberal, then there's like super, uber liberal progressive.
Yeah, and then there's what this guy is, in my opinion of him, he's trans and he's hypersexual. And that's when you've posted stuff like he's posted on social media,
yeah.
It's pretty sick. It's the guy's just, I mean, I can't believe he was ever allowed around kids. And at no point should a biological male ever oversee bedtime or overnight or you know, anything to do with little girls.
No, I completely agree. And let me ask you, I know you've been hearing from other parents. I'm hearing, like, I had one mom contacted me who was really upset because when she saw your post, she realized her daughter had just been there 2 weeks ago and went and asked her daughter, did you have any? And the daughter said, well, yeah, it was kind of everywhere. Have you been talking to other parents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been kind of overwhelming. And people have reached out that have already had their kids there. Parents that are expecting to take their kids this week and then next week. And it just a month down the road and everybody just in an uproar about it. When they see this guy's post, they wonder how in the world he's gotten by. How he ever got hired to begin with. There had to have been absolutely no vetting done at all.
Yeah.
Or either it was deliberately overlooked. And I kind of started leaning towards that.
Toward the deliberately overlooked piece?
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe somebody on the inside, and this is just opinion, it's not fact, that somebody on the inside is in the same boat he is and is doing the hiring.
Well, so let me ask you this. Your daughter was scheduled to go. What's the plan now?
Oh, we're not even considering it. It's out of the question. I don't know. You know how it is. You don't, after something like this happens, you don't ever feel safe with a place. I guess something could change, and I'd have to be reassured. And parents would have to be allowed. That would probably be actually, we sign up as chaperones and go. That would probably be the only time that I'd ever allow it.
Well, I know your daughter is probably disappointed on the one hand, because my daughter went years ago. I think I told you when we talked before, my daughter went years ago, had the time of her life. It's a very cool experience. And I think Space Command or Space Camp and the whole museum is really an asset to the state. It just is. This whole idea of putting an agenda in there is going to ruin the moment if we don't redeem it.
It is. And I think that's another, what I mentioned about chaperones going. I think that's been a lot of the problem with some of the parents is why are chaperones not allowed overnight? And also, I think they've cut back some of the chaperones during the day and only allow teachers. And a lot of people just can't figure that out either. Why are you so worried about a parent or even a teacher, as far as that goes, staying overnight? It's pretty worrisome.
Yeah, if there's nothing to hide, then what's your problem? And the other thing is too, Clay, I don't know if you're aware, we got about a minute and a half left here, but I did some digging over the weekend. I may have told you this, and it turns out that the Space and Rocket Center and Space Camp are both the recipient of millions of state tax dollars. They're considered a state organization, educational institution.
I I don't know this to be 100% fact, but I have heard that this that they're funded out of the education fund.
Oh, they are. I've got a copy of it. They receive several million just in the last few years. They've gotten like $3.6 million from the state.
Yeah.
And then, granted, they make a lot of money on admissions, and I'm sure you were paying a lot to send your daughter there. That's where they make most of their money, but they still get millions of our tax dollars.
Yeah, that's exactly right. To teach them pronouns and how to be inclusive and accepting. So,
well, listen, never underestimate a dad from North Alabama. Did you have any idea you'd have a viral moment like this, though?
No idea. I was ready to go out of town on vacation this weekend and take the week off, and this came about.
Well, life has a funny way of slapping you right in the face, but I'm glad you're able to punch back, man. Thanks for staying in the gap, and let's stay in touch on this, all right?
Okay, man.
All right. Good. Thank you. We're going to have to head to a break, but that's Clay Yarbrough. He's the dad who posted the simple post on his Facebook page to alert other parents of something that he thought was pretty wrong. And he was pretty right by saying it was pretty wrong. He's just a dad, just standing in the gap. Listen, we come back. I got a bunch of text messages to catch up on, tell you a few more things, and then bottom of the hour, Moms for Liberty, Emily Jones calling in. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.